This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for coming along for the ride. I'm Bob Long, and in this hour of the broadcast, we're popping the Auto World hood and going to bring forth one of our regular contributors to the show. He is an ASC certified mechanic. He's also a field producer and also a fill-in host along with Motor Mike down at WFPT in Fort Wayne, Alabama. And from time to time, those two guys run the ship for me when I'm tied up for one reason or another. But this is a golden opportunity for you, a few folks, to get a second opinion of anything of the mechanical mechanical side of the fence. So if you've been to a local mechanic and he says you've got a broken Hoosie dinghy and you don't know what he's talking about, we'll see if we can translate that for you. Or if someone has told you, you know, you need a $7,000 brand new engine and perhaps they're overlooking an option that could allow you to keep your old engine in place, we can help you out with that as well. And any other question of the mechanical sort, Mark Evans can help you out with. It's something we love to do here from time to time. Just have people email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com, or give us a call at 855-660-4261 and tell us a little bit about what's going on. If your vehicle is not delivering proper fuel economy, or if you're worried about passing inspection, if your state has an inspection, also if your vehicle isn't performing like it once did. And, of course, today people tend to keep their vehicles a long time. Perhaps you're worried about some maintenance that you may or may not have done and need to check in with Mark. Our telephone line is 855-660-4261. Email bob@autoworldradio.com. We go to the great state of Idaho, joining us from his palatial estate in Idaho. It's my pleasure to welcome Mark Evans back to Auto World. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Doing good. Another question for our listeners is, how big a hammer do I need to turn the engine light off?
Very good. Absolutely. Hey. I've been collecting some questions for you, so we'll get to those. But what have you been up to in recent weeks?
Well, I'm just making sure my timing belt's been spinning. You know, making sure the timing's on. That's the whole key to the whole thing. But, yeah, just I've been building a little rat rod here in the shop and on the between the car repairs. And you know what a rat rod is, of course, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, I do, but some of our listeners may not know what that is. So why don't you explain?
Well, it's a piece of junk. That's the best way to say it. In our area, we have rat rods have come out now in the car shows and also in the meet and greet and coffee and cars and all those, you know, the Saturday and Sunday morning get-togethers. And, boy, they're taking us by storm out here, Bob. It's crazy. It's just basically, like I say, it's pile of junk. It's one of the shows at Vegas Rat Rods. He's done a whole entire TV show on taking old rusty metal stuff, you know, and make something out of it. Yeah, so that's kind of what I've done. I'm turning a vehicle. I'll share it with everybody when I get it all done. But it might make a couple magazines, Bob. You never know.
And great.
Not that I want to be in a magazine, but when it's very unique and different, then you know it's kind of like that breaking news. That you take a car or you take a truck and you turn it into something other than what it is, or as they call the word rat rod, is the guys that didn't have any money back in the day, they just took what they could find out of the junkyard and got the welder out and the hammers out and started building something. And now today they've, you know, a lot of them were classified back in the day as unsafe to drive. But today I'm finding out that it's the people with the big money that's building them. You know, so, and I'm not saying by any means I have big money, because I don't have any money. That's why I'm building one. So I got a car donated to me, and by a good friend of mine. So, and I'm doing it out of, it was a car that he was a good friend of mine back in grade school, and we've known each other all our life, and we used to play the cornet, and he used to play the trumpet in the band, you know, and his mom used to drive us in this car, back and forth, to band lessons, and of course back and forth to basketball practice, and you know, cause we were young, we couldn't drive, of course. So that's the car that his parents have passed today. So I told him that, I'm bringing him back, and I'm bringing him back with vengeance. And this thing's going to be fun and awesome. I want to make sure, Bob, that if I'm in Florida and I'm driving down the road there and you see it, you're not only going to turn your head, you'll probably hit something. But anyway, it's fun. It's no different than the everyday car. The only thing that it doesn't have is that engine light that I have to worry about. So that's the best part of it all. Kind of taking a vacation from the engine lights for this one. So
very good. Well, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. And you know, we should really talk a little bit more about resto mods. They continue to gain popularity, and the idea behind that is to get your classic vehicle that you always loved the style of back in, let's say, the 60s, and then bring it up to date with a crate engine, a new modern crate engine, put four-wheel disc brakes on it, put a totally different steering and suspension system in it, put modern electronics as far as infotainment in it. But Craig Jackson and Barrett Jackson is certainly testimony to the popularity of the resto mods at auction.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you take your favorite body. They do a lot of Chevy Nova 2s. They do also the 66, 67, 68 Mustangs, too. It basically gets down to that nobody cares about the matching VIN number, you know, engine, transmission, body, frame, all that. And they put the big boy engines in them, and they turn into, like, say, the resto mods. And, boy, they're fun to watch drag race, too. These guys have dumped a lot of money into them, and they still get to see their everyday favorite, maybe a car that they had back in high school, you know. And now, it's like yourself. I mean, didn't you have a Mustang, like a 60, what year was it, your Mustang, back in the day?
Back in the day, yeah. I've been fortunate in my life to own three different Mustangs, and the oldest one I own, excuse me, back in the day was a 69 Mustang, so always enjoyed that vehicle.
Yeah, 302 in it, probably.
You got it. Yeah.
So, see, like you know, one day you're going to be hunting for that thing again, probably to go back in your childhood, and you'll want a 429 in it with a blower and injection on it and all that. See, wasn't it Ford, Bob, that says, "Have you driven a Ford lately?"
That was one of their taglines. Absolutely, yeah.
I think they've changed that today. I think it's, "Have you driven a car lately?"
Have you driven a car lately? I like that. That's how far we've come.
They're saying goodbye to cars.
Well, it's true. I mean, we've touched on it before here on the broadcast, but, you know, it's no secret to our listeners that, you know, it hurts me personally, growing up in a Ford family and around a Ford dealership, where Ford was always a full-line manufacturer. You had everything from, you know, Fiestas and current days, Focus to Fusions to you name it. But they're only going to build the Mustang going forward, and everything else will be crossovers or SUVs or trucks. But when we come back on the other side, let's talk more about that, and then I'll get into some of these emails that have been sent with your name on it, Mark. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. I said you're on your buddy, Bob, feels really fine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America on great radio stations from coast to coast, border to border. And also you can find us around the world at GCNLive.com. Go to our network's website. You also can subscribe to a podcast for free. There's also archives. There's also on-demand listening. You can even listen to it on the phone. GCN does just a fantastic job with their website, so check it out. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, as well. We've got the man himself, our ASC certified mechanic, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues with your vehicle. He's been an ASC certified mechanic since the time he was a wee lad, and he has lots and lots of experience. He's also been an automotive talk show host in the past. Let's talk more with our good friend Mark Evans. And Mark, as you pointed out, people, you know, love the style of some of those old muscle cars, but quite often after buying one at one of the big auctions like Barrett Jackson or whatever, when they get behind the wheel, the experience is a bit of a letdown because the modern day economy in mid-range cars can outperform a lot of the great muscle cars of years ago. It's just simply because of engine technology and computer technology.
Yeah, it's about getting there first, you know, power-wise, speed-wise. And it's crazy about how the four-cylinders today can outdo the boat anchors, the old motors, you know, the old big V8s. And they're not really a boat anchor, but they're heavy. And nice. I own one, a little 440, of course, Chrysler. And I say you go up against some of the newer foreign units. They've got a turbocharger on them factory, and it's like, whoa, they're gone. And you're still sitting there smoking the tires looking like you're at the barbecue, you know. So there's a – but, yeah, the word car is going bye-bye. A lot of the younger folks here today, they're liking the bigger vehicles and the four-wheel drive word. And, you know, back when you and I were growing up, we didn't have any of the touch button word, even four-wheel drive, even in the car. And our parents and even ourselves. I mean, I'm living in a town that the snow is melting on the hill and the weeds are popping up now in the yards down in the valley. And what if we went to go skiing? I was telling my son the other day about this. I was actually taking, I had to, because there the only four-wheel drives that were on the market at the time was the old big, huge Dodge Power Wagon that looked like it just came from the military on the road. And we didn't drive them. So we chained up our rear-wheel drive hot rods, and we put our skis in the trunk that was as big as our house back then, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I've always, I do interviews from time to time. Matter of fact, we touched on it not that long ago about Bonneville. It's one of those things that kind of should be on everybody's automotive bucket list. Once in your life, you should actually get a chance to go to the Salt Flats. Have you ever been to the Salt Flats, Mark?
Yeah, I have. In fact, my first opportunity that when I was there was back in 1982, and it was a wake up call for me. It was wow factor. I mean, I was pumping gas, so I was going to college at a Conoco gas station, and I had a customer that kept continuously. Of course, it was full service gas station. I'm the guy that ran out, Bob, to give you the $2 worth of which filled your tank. You know, but. But I had this customer that he just kept talking to me about as he kept coming in for getting Phillips and such. And of course, we did fix this repair his car and Lou Bell filtered it and all that. But he one time brought a race car in on a trailer getting filling up, and he was heading to the Bonneville Salt Flats. And boy, he was out. It was a Chevy Monza, believe it or not. So.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, in his bracket, he was out to win, you know, the fastest time in his bracket. But, yeah, and then you have the Blue Challenger. Remember that? The one all speed records looked like a torpedo laying down on the ground.
And, yeah.
I got an opportunity. I'm pretty sure you've seen it. It's in the Peterson Automotive Museum there in L.A. But I had got an opportunity to meet the gentleman there and the crew that owned it back in the day in 82. And, have you had a chance to get there?
I have not been to the Bonneville Salt Flats. It's something I hope I get the chance to do because I've done so many interviews about people who have raced there. And, of course, I saw the movie there, The Fastest Indian, about the Indian motorcycle. That was a great movie. Which kind of showcased some of the early days. And both you and I have had the opportunity to interview through Barry McGuire some, you know, real pioneers of hot rodding and folks who collect hot rods as well, like Bruce Meyer and some of these incredible machines. And Craig Breedlove, I remember we had an opportunity to interview him at one of the automotive events that Barry took us to.
Yeah, we've had pinch us, because we've been treated to that, and it's a lot of fun to hear the history and where they started. A lot of the car manufacturers that build these hot rod parts, those are the guys that some of them are with us today, but they're the ones that they tested their little wonder if this will work part that they built out on the Bonneville Salt Flats. It's a very unique, it's white, almost like white sand, but it's a little bit coarser, and it's just flat as a pancake, and as far as your eye can see, just flat as a pancake. Bob, it's not that far away. You need to just fly in here to Boise. You and I just about 6.5 hours away from Boise. Really, really, really fast freeway. I mean, literally, it's a straight shot right to it from here. So, but we've got a very unique thing that happened to me. And one of my radio friends here that has a talk show in Boise, it's a long story, make it real short, Perry Brothers. He through his church, one of the older ladies there at his church needed some help with plumbing. Anyway, come to find out that was the widower of one of the brothers, a Perry brother, and he ended up calling me over and showing me all the trophies. She gave them all to him, the trophies, the plaques and all. And he says, Mark, we've got to find the Perry Brothers car in the magazines, the hot rod magazines back. Actually, this was in the 1945 and 50 area. They were on the front cover of the hot rod magazines, the Perry Brothers. And anyway, he said, we got to find the car and we got to get this car and all these trophies and these plaques. He even had the little timing books, all their little notes that they took because they won in their class at the Bonneville Salt Flats. Yeah, wow. So absolutely. So we did some digging. It's been about a 3-year period, but I finally found the car. And I know one gentleman I was thinking about, Bob, is the of course, Bruce Meyer, because he likes to buy, the very famous type record holding type cars. And he owns a lot of them. In fact, I don't know if you know this or seen him, but he was on a new TV show and they did a spoof on him, which was kind of fun, like a sting. It was quite a very interesting whole hour on Bruce. He was racing at Laguna Seca with a very famous Porsche.
Wow.
That's a very, very unique story.
Absolutely. We're going to have more great stories. Your questions for Mark Evans at 855-660-4261. Auto World's Pop the Hood, and we're having lots of mechanical advice here in this hour, so take advantage of it. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A 4-page letter has been sent by Attorney General William Barr to Congress summarizing the Mueller report, saying that no evidence was found that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. The president spoke in Florida.
It was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected.
House Judiciary Gerald Nadler of New York tweets, in light of the very concerning discrepancies and final decision-making at the Justice Department following the special counsel report where Mueller did not exonerate the president. We will be calling Attorney General Barr in to testify before House Judiciary in the near future. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you driving Cadillac there?
We're back with you, and we are so thankful that you're joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, ASC certified technician and also field producer for the program, and co-host along with Motor Mike Wallace down at WFTP in Fort Payne, Alabama, from time to time when I've been having some health trouble in recent times, recent years, but thankfully doing better on that front. Mark Evans is with us, and that means the hood is open. If there's something wrong with your vehicle and want to get a question in, we will definitely do our best to do so at 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. And Mark, that's interesting to hear about Bruce Meyer, and it's amazing how much he has contributed, both he and his wife, to the Peterson Automotive Museum out there in Los Angeles. He even has, at times, his own personal display within the museum.
Yeah, he's got a, of course, they got the vault downstairs in the downstairs in the museum, and a lot of cars there. They rotate them from the basement in the vault upstairs, and he's got a whole entire area down there, Bob, in the vault. And have you seen the new design? It's, of course, it's been on there for quite some time on the outside of the museum. Looks like flames.
Yeah, I've seen it not in person, but just in pictures, and I have mixed feelings about it, Mark. A couple of people that I've talked to about it say, you know, it's not going to look so good 5 years from now, but for right now it looks good. But will it age gracefully? That's the question. But not only did they do the exterior of the museum over, they completely redid the interior as well.
Yeah, we were, Amy and I were down in L.A. and I decided to make a trip over, and yeah, it's awesome compared to the days that you and I were there broadcasting. It's for the new times, you know, and it does stick out with the metal apparatus, the skeleton, I call it, on the outside, the square box they used to have. So they did give it some flow, which is neat. And of course, they're on the Miracle Mile. It's kind of neat because that area of town is getting older, a little bit older, of course, but the museum is for the future. That's great. because it'll never go away. And of course, Bruce Meyer is one of the what we call him, the anchor. he's got a lot of cars, and I hopefully found this Perry Brothers car that's basically rusted. It's been through a lot, but I guess, you know, it's won a lot of times in Bonneville. It's worthy. It's one of those cars that's almost like a wadded up pop can right now. That's how bad it is, and it's going to cost quite a bit of money to get it. So that leaves me out of the question there, Bob. But it'd be kind of neat, you know. Like I've always said to my customers and folks here, our listeners, is when you're buying a used car, you know, a new car's new. That means it came from that manufacturer. If you're buying a Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Mazda, whatever you might be buying, you know it came from their manufacturer. You might do the research and find out that the factory was in Kansas City, the factory was wherever, you know. But when you're buying used, you need to know the DNA behind it. You need to know the story. You need to know who's been driving it, how they drove it, that should be a TV ad. I mean, we don't get them as much as we used to, but, oh, yeah, it was just Grandma used to just drive this to church on Sundays. Today's Grandma, Bob, is quite a hot rodder. That's where it is.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
I mean, yeah, you and I'm a grandpa, so, hey, you know, there you are. And what is Grandma and Grandpa being offered right now by the car manufacturers? How much horsepower, Bob, are we getting offered right now in a two-door,
This is remarkable when you stop and think. I mean, when you look at the new Corvette ZR1, which is offering somewhere in the vicinity of about 740 horsepower, you've got the Red Eye Hellcat, which has 790 horsepower. You've got the Dodge Demon, which is, they've sold all 3,000 of those, which had 840 horsepower. And then you've got the upcoming Shelby GT500 Mustang, which promises to be the most powerful Ford product ever sold in the history of Ford. And then you look at some of the exotic cars, a couple of Ferraris, a LaFerrari, which was more than 1,000 horsepower, and the McLaren P1, more than 1,000 horsepower, and the Bugatti Veyron and its successor, Chinon, 1,600 horsepower, Mark, 16 cylinders, 4 turbos.
It's crazy. I thought going to the moon was something. I mean, when you're putting that kind of horsepower underneath a little body like that, that is past going to the moon, Bob. And then when it gets down to the word repair or finding out what the problem is, that's one thing about it all, is I've always told my customer base, is that they ask me all the time, every day, Mark, I'm thinking about buying this type of vehicle. What do you think? And I take it as they're asking me if I would buy it. So I take it pretty personal, and I get pretty serious with them. Well, first thing you got to find out is that, you know, the repair side of it, because, you know, that car is going to need repair. It's going to break. Eventually a part's going to fail on you. Are you willing to? I just was asked the other day about a Jag, and that's all we talked about. I said, just call the dealer over here, because each town is different. Bob, each town has got a different population base. That means that there might be more Jags in your area than there is in Boise. And so you have to wait for a part for that brand that you're buying when it does need that part. And if you're willing to wait for the part to come in for that manufacturer, that dealer to fix it, that's fine. But on the other side of the coin, if you can't wait and have to have a rental car all the time because, you know, there's parts that's going to fail on your car. So, but it is. It's amazing. Are we going to use all that horsepower that's under the hood? No, of course not. But it's nice to know that. I look at it this way. Do you want to buy the best, biggest, baddest house on the block? No. you know. You're really not going to make resale look good when you go to resell a thing. You know, I like to buy the smaller one or the middle of the road house. and live in it for a while, do some repairs, and then maybe my resale will be better later, and I can end up being in a bigger house later. Cars are pretty much the same way. You know, you can have a stall full of cars if you want, but Bob, the gas gets old. The brake fluid gets, you know, makes the brake pedal get spongy. There's a lot. There's always repair to be done constantly, and that's what I've done all my life is the word repair and helping people with I call them their problems. They are literally problems, and that's what I've dealt with. Sometimes I feel like a counselor, and that's what it's all about because I'm counseling people through their problems on their cars. And, you know, it's not fun when, like our listeners, it's not fun. I'm sure one of our listeners, if not two, have a broken vehicle right now, and they've been told it's going to cost them $2,200, $1,000, $800, even $500, $400, you know? And, Bob, do we have $300, $400 in our pocket to put in our car? No.
No.
No. No. But on that note, too, we do need the car. Not to only go to work to make the $300, but we do need to go to the restaurant, have dinner out, and that costs two people anymore about $300. That's what blows me. But by the time you have a couple glasses of wine, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very true. Let's see if I could throw one of these questions at you that have been sent to me. You got one from Chuck, and Chuck is listening somewhere in the great state of New Hampshire, hopefully in the Nashua area, where we're on a number of stations. But the question is, when we come back, well, it's going to be a question about stop-start and how it affects the longevity of the starter and the battery in your new vehicle. We'll explain more on the other side with Mark Evans. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lawn.
It's you. Oh, get into my car.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Mark Evans is along for the ride, ASC certified technician, field producer, and sub-host for myself, along with Motor Mike Wallace from time to time. And before that break, I had a question sent to me a little while back from Chuck in New Hampshire, and I saved it because I knew I was going to have Mark on soon. And today, of course, it started with hybrid vehicles shutting down their engine at lights, and as soon as you the light changed green and you took your foot off the brake and your foot off the onto the accelerator, the engine would restart. But now that technology has filtered down to passenger cars and trucks and SUVs and crossovers, and it's both in diesel as well as gasoline-powered vehicles. And the question that Chuck has is, if he buys one of these new vehicles, is the fact that it's got the stop-start feature, is that going to wear out his battery faster? Is that going to wear out his starter faster than it normally would?
That's a great question, you know, from Chuck Bobby. And that starter and that battery word, in today's technology, back in the day when we used to use the start up the old Chrysler, like my Dodge Coronet, you know, you'd have that definitely know it was a Chrysler starting because of the sound that the starter would make, and it would have to crank exactly forever, it seemed like, you know, while you played the choke like a hand trombone and pump the gas and finally fired up. Well, today's technology is that, no, it doesn't hurt the starter, doesn't hurt the battery at all. In fact, the starters today are they're called a high torque gear reduction starter. The way they've designed them is high torque. And gear reduction means that some of them even have a 2 to 3 gears inside them in order for the gear reduction, means that they don't hardly even have to work when they are being used. And then so they can be turned off, started on, started up again, turned off, up, you know, on again, off again, all day long. And that's exactly what's going on. You know, Bob, we've test drove a lot of these and brake to gas. That's what it's doing. I mean, you know, you're in the big cities and you're doing the stop and go. And the word battery, you know, a battery will last longer if it is being used truthfully. And a battery that is being used means that, I'll go back to the old days again, is that back in the old systems, it usually took 20 minutes once you fired up a 1985 old Chevy Citation in the 80s, even in the 90s, Chevy Celebrity, I can mention a lot of different types of brands, but it was in the 80s and up to 1995, 96. The starters, once you use the starter, turn that key on, and these are gas and or diesels, it takes 20 minutes for that battery to be recharged from that starter being used only one time. And in today's world, that starter, since the gear reduction high torque is there, it only takes battery, because it's you're using the battery to fire to make that starter work. It only takes that battery approximately 5 minutes or less to, it depends off the air conditioning's on, the radio's on, the wipers are on, heater's on, et cetera. It only takes up to a max of 5 minutes for that battery to be recharged. And then once it gets recharged, it's even Stevens again until you stop at the next stoplight and that system starts all over again. Now, if you take a battery today, a lot of our listeners might understand this more in this example of if you have a riding lawnmower and or an ATV or a UTV or a play toy or even a boat, marine battery, and it's been sitting there and you haven't charged it all winter long and you get ready to get on your lawnmower and it's just been sitting there dead, and it doesn't want to fire up. You say, well, gosh, I better just charge it. So there you go. You have to charge it, you put it in, it starts the lawnmower up or your toy up, and off you go. And that's where those battery tenders come in. Bob, you know the new, of course they've been out for years now, but it's called battery tender. You can buy and just plug it right into the wall in your garage, wherever that toy is, lawnmower is, or even your car. All from hybrid to diesels to gas to whatever. You just plug the battery tender in it, and it's designed to keep that battery charged with a very slow trickle. So, no, to Chuck's question, it doesn't hurt a thing. It will not wear out, and I definitely would recommend you won't wear a battery or you won't wear a starter out, and you'll sure save you're going green when you buy one of those. You're not burning as much fuel. And it's a good thing. Well, like you and I, we sit in the L.A. traffic. We're in a big city. It could be even St. Louis or Denver or wherever. I've been down in Phoenix sitting there. And it's warm. You're in Phoenix, it's warm. In Florida, there where you're at, it's warm. You're sitting there in the line with the stoplight red. Do you have the air conditioner on? Of course you do. But you put the window down to smell. Do you accidentally put the window down just to smell the exhaust fumes? I don't.
Nope.
You know? And with that said, no. And even if your air conditioner broke and it's not working, I'm in trouble. I've got to put my windows down. What are we going to smell? Exhaust fumes, hydrocarbons coming out of people's catalytic converters, and thank God we got catalytic converters so we don't get sick because it attaches to the hydrocarbons so we don't die. But that's the whole key. Wouldn't it be a quiet world if we were all sitting there and we don't hear one engine run? Wow.
Yeah.
So, but. And that's the whole thing. It depends, again, back to the application. What kind of driving is Chuck wanting to do? Is he in the city? Most of the people like the Toyota Prius, everybody's buying those for the commute in the big city. Stop, go, stop, go. So that starter and that battery really is working and don't have to worry about it because they are designed for that.
What about a battery that's been jump started a number of times, Mark, does that injure the battery or is that battery remain a decent battery? What would you recommend for that?
Well, a couple things. I don't recommend jump starting batteries. Yes, you're right. It does wear the batteries out. It basically, you take miles off the battery. So if it's a 5-year battery, you're jump starting it all the time. Or using it to be the good Samaritan to jumpstart your friend, because they're too cheap to buy a new battery. So, they have jumper cables, and you keep jumpstarting it for them at work or wherever. And so you're taking the life out of your battery by doing that. So it's going to take the life out of your battery, literally. But the biggest and baddest thing here, Bob, is that don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it's right around 2003 was the year of the vehicles out there. I'm talking cars and trucks, that a lot of them have a warning sticker. They started hiding batteries, as you know, back in the trunks. They put the batteries, they're not underneath the hood. They're hidden somewhere else. And so nobody could jump start them. They couldn't find the battery to put the jumper cables on it to help to be the good Samaritan. And the key there is you don't want, if anyone, our listeners, has a 2002, on up to 2019. I hate to say it, but throw the jumper cables away, Bob, because you're going to basically, they're going to pop the head right out of the computer, of their car. You don't want to jump start. And a lot of And what it does is it takes and wipes out your computer in your car when you jump start. So there's a lot of stickers, warning decals. By the battery, if it's even under the hood on their car, our listener's car, and it says "Do not jump start." So you're dealing with electronics, and it's like that breaker in your house. How many times, we've had, of course, all of us probably had a breaker pop, and our lights went out in that certain section of our house, and you go to your breaker box, and what do you feel? You feel that one breaker that's not tight anymore, and you flip it. Off and on again. And that's exactly what we're doing pretty much with your computer when you're hooking up to jumper cables. And it's made me money, replacing computers on folks' car and people's car. And we don't replace computers a lot, okay? That's just not something that we have to replace on cars. But when there's a really odd type situation and we're trying to diagnose something, the first question I ask the customer, do you have jumper cables in your car somewhere? And they're like, why would I ask that question? And then I said, well, do you have jumper cables? And they said, well, yeah, I do. I've had to jump start my vehicle. I said, okay, well, our first step is your battery's too old then, huh? It needs to be replaced. Second thing off is your computer's bad. And so, computers start at 400 and going up. So, plus the battery on top of that. So you definitely just don't jump start. Not the thing to do.
Great words of advice. The hour just flew. We'll have to get you back in the next few weeks. Mark, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Good to be with you.
There he is, Mark Evans. And don't forget, you can... if you have a question for Mark, you can email me, bob@autoworldradio.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.